Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for June 1st, 2021. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So save for Fi integration, the Messages for Web experience hasn't seen too many updates in recent years. The latest Google Messages for Android update makes an odd tweak that renames the web client's setup process to device pairing. In Messages 8.1, which is currently in beta, heading to the overflow menu reveals that Messages for Web has been renamed to Device Pairing. Besides that page being similarly retitled, there are no changes to the actual process of visiting messages.google.com/web on your computer and then scanning a QR code. Google support documentation has yet to swap in the new device pairing terminology, while this change was interestingly already used in version 7.9 of Messages for Samsung phones. For end users, the new name is somewhat less obvious than what preceded it. That said, the term is more generalized in a way that could possibly signify wider availability for the Messages application. First-party tablet and wearable messaging support, which Samsung has its own system for, is one possible route that Google could be getting ready to take. It's fairly well known that Google captures your location data and almost constantly and often can directly pinpoint your location on both Android and iOS devices. According to some uncovered documents, Google once purposely made it more difficult for Android users to stop this data from gathering. Unredacted documents from a lawsuit between Google and the state of Arizona reveal a few details regarding the company's internal decisions on how it handles location data, specifically on how Android handles it. According to the documents, Google employees said that there was no way to grant location access to a third-party app on Android without also granting that access or data access to Google. One employee noted that this practice is something the company wouldn't want that information on the front page of media outlets. Apparently, the company also viewed it as a problem that users took advantage of privacy settings within Android when versions of the operating system made those options easier to find. As a result, the company buried those options under more menus. Google reportedly pressured LG and other Android partners into hiding these settings as well. Another employee added that this is how Apple is eating our lunch, saying that this rival will be more likely to letting users share location data with apps but not Apple itself, a point that's emphasized by iOS 14's app tracking block. It's not entirely clear if the tactics mentioned in these documents are still being used today, though. During a deposition, former Google Maps VP Jack Menzel admitted that the only way Google wouldn't know a user's home or work address is if the user purposefully threw the company off. Chen Chai, a product manager at Google over location services, was apparently admitting, or at least admitted to knowing, that the company's complex web of privacy settings interacted with one another. Notably, things do seem to have changed in recent years as Google has catered further to privacy-conscious customers. In 2019, the company rolled out an incognito mode to Maps, which allows users to have full access of Maps without the information being tied to the Google account. Further, Android 12 introduces further controls over location data, such as an option to grant apps and services access to precise location data or an approximate location. So starting from today, Google Photos will change forever by ditching the free and unlimited storage that made the service so popular. In a poll, though, most of our readers said that Google Photos is worth paying for. While the end of free unlimited storage may leave a sour taste for many long-time Google Photos users, it's easy to see why over 68% of our readers said they'd stick with the service. About 23% said the reason was mainly that switching platforms would be a hassle, but 46% of the nearly 5,000 surveyed said that Google Photos is worth paying for. Well, why? Well, even with a limited storage, Google service really does have a strong value proposition. Photos offers easy cloud storage that works across platforms and integrates some genuinely great features that you won't find elsewhere. Google offers powerful search, OCR with lens integration, useful editing tools on mobile, and excellent sharing features too. Notably though, a little over 30% of those surveyed said they'd be switching to another service, over 20% of which are doing so mainly because of the removal of unlimited storage. It's also rather easy to see where these users are coming from. Google breaking its promise of unlimited storage makes another option look more attractive. Amazon Photos was mentioned by some of our readers since, with a Prime subscription, the service offers free and unlimited photo backups. Some users have also taken the time to switch to local backups using physical hardware in their homes. And finally, last year, Google's mobile browser introduced a custom share menu to replace the system default. Chrome for Android is now adding a built-in screenshot tool, though. When you share in Chrome for Android, either via the overflow menu or from the address bar, a bottom sheet slides up. Since version 85 in August last year, Google has reorganized it so that the page name, URL, and favicon of the current site you're visiting appears at the top. It's then followed by a carousel of apps with more at the very right opening the Android default share menu. The last row is home to actions like copy link, send to your devices, QR code, and print. Some users on Chrome 91 for Android are now seeing a screenshot tool. Your entire screen, including the Omnibox, is captured with the bottom bar featuring tools to crop, add text, and draw upon the image that you have taken a screenshot of. The text UI is another addition, and the current field features corner shortcuts to crop, expand, tilt, and delete your image. Meanwhile, doodling lets you pick up from 18 colors and 6 stroke sizes. Undo and redo is also available through this tool if you do make a mistake. When you're done though, you can tap next in the top right corner and you're presented with options to share this screenshot, save to your device only, or delete it. That middle option will treat it like you're downloading a file from the web and appears in Chrome's built-in downloads manager. Version 91 of Chrome for Android rolled out earlier this week, and the screenshot tool in the share menu is badged new. It's live on several devices we checked, but your mileage may vary if you do have it on your own device. While this feature somewhat replicates the markup tool introduced with Android 11 and updated in Android 12, people will likely appreciate the option as screenshotting is how people save things they see on web and apps most of the time these days. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.